Friends, the Bible seems to present a seemingly contradictory image of Jesus the Messiah. This is both in his identity and in the divine mission he came to earth to accomplish for our fallen humanity. The Old and the New Testament scriptures both speak of the Messiah as seemingly weak and also most powerful. We read in the 53rd chapter of the prophet Isaiah, "He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows. In fact, he's described as stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter." In the 22nd Psalm, King David prophetically speaks of the Messiah's feelings on the cross. "I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him." Similarly, the New Testament tells us that he got physically tired and hungry. At times he seemed all alone. When he was arrested and detained by the Jewish leadership, he did not resist and seemed powerless. Even his disciples dispersed. They left him and went into hiding. The senior apostle, Simon Peter, denied that he even knew him. Yet Isaiah's prophecy also spoke of his divine nature. It described him as Emmanuel, which means God with us. It speaks of his presence on earth as the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. In the New Testament, he blessed 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and fed thousands. He manifested miraculous powers for healing all kinds of diseases. He enjoyed authority over the winds and storms and raised the dead. Isaiah's 6th chapter prophetically says, "I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had 6 wings, with 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Still, on the cross, Jesus was aware of what the 22nd Psalm says of him. It says, "All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you, for kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it." The 45th Psalm says of him, "My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the King. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. The Gospel records his bold announcement that he enjoys power and authority over all things visible and invisible in heaven and on earth. Friends, the Bible's weak and powerful descriptions make clear that Jesus, the promised Messiah, in all humility and self-giving love, chose to add our weak and finite human nature to his majestic and eternal divine nature. He did so to qualify to die for sinful sinners and establish life eternal for them. Still, as a fully divine and fully human king, in grace, meekness, and gentleness, he continues to exercise his power, ruling and overruling all events and directing them to gather a new humanity from all human tribes and races. Hallelujah.